This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, this week on our program, we continue with the second message in a new series called Seven Prayers That Can Change Your Life. This week, we look at Psalm 51 as a prayer. We looked at Psalm 51 earlier this spring as one of the penitential psalms, where David was confessing his sin and showing contrition and repentance. We look at it differently. We look at it as a prayer today, a prayer that just may be the prayer that you and I need to pray this week. It's the ultimate prayer of confession of sin and acknowledging God's role in forgiveness. God bless you as you listen all this week. Jeff Greenfield wrote a new book. He's quite an author, with this interesting title, If Kennedy Lived. And so he wrote what's called an alternate history, meaning the first and second terms of President Kennedy, an alternate history, speculating what might have been. Now, some people would say, well, that's a false exercise because it never will happen, and that they're right. But I want to do something today that some of you might consider a false exercise. What if you lived your life as a man or a woman who really knew you were forgiven? Think about that for a minute. What if you really lived your life and you truly, not intellectually, but emotionally and psychologically, in your psyche, you really believed you're forgiven? Would it make any difference how you live? And I believe it would. I had a fascinating conversation with a Christian psychologist or psychiatrist years ago, discussing with him, ironically, a common problem that churches have. I was curious. I said, whatever his name was, Dr. So-and-so, why is it that people will come to church and consider themselves faithful members of that church, but you'll see them once a month, every 6 weeks, Christmas and Easter, and maybe a couple other times when there's a funeral or something? And I thought he would have something profound to say psychologically. He said, nothing like that. He said, Randy, I said, I think I can tell you why, partially. He said, in my opinion, some of those people don't feel forgiven. Wow. It's not what I expected him to say. And so he said, it's hard for some people, even who consider themselves church members, Christians, to go and share in communion and share in worship, because it's a reminder to them, subconsciously, if not consciously, their doubts about their forgiveness. And today, we're going to use a prayer from Scripture, seven prayers that change people's lives. We're in the second one today, where we're going to let God do what only He can do. There's one thing today that God can do that no one else can do that you'll never be able to do for yourself. I'll never be able to do it for myself, and that's forgive my sin. And that's create a new heart in me, because God can do only what God can do. It's in Psalm 51. David wrote this after committing the sin of adultery and murder. You know the sin of David and Bathsheba. We don't have to go into the sordid details of it. A lot of people, though, don't know that he had the husband of the woman with whom he had the affair killed. Uriah was his name. Strategically had it connived and planned, schemed, conspired to have him murdered on the battlefield, and that's exactly what happened. And some Bible scholars think that David may have gone a whole year in denial. You and I can deny things in our own life for a long time. You've done it, and so have I. Some of you are doing it right now. In something going on in your life. And I have no idea what I'm talking about with you. I have no idea, but you know. Psalm 51 says this, have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions.
Well, so begins Psalm 51, the prayer that can change your life this week. And I really mean that. We'll continue tomorrow, beginning with the reading of the entire scripture, and continue from there. God bless you, and thanks for listening to crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.